midnight. What in heaven's name do you think you're doing?
I will speak to you, Rachel.
You'd better come in before you wake the other servants. Well, Mr. Brenton, and what do you have to say for yourself? It can't wait till morning.
I had to see you.
You fancy one has thrown you, Rachel?
Rachel, please. There's never really been anyone else but you.
You have a strange way of showing it.
I know I don't deserve another chance. But when you realize, when you look into your heart and find there's only one person you really love, then you have to ask for that chance. If necessary, you will even beg for it. Because you know. Because I know. I love you, Rachel. I always have. I always will.
I don't know what to say.
There's only one thing you have to say. That you give me that chance. That you won't turn me away. That you will let me love you.
Oh, yes.
There. Oh, Rachel, I've missed you so much. So much. Hush now. Hush. We don't want to wake Mr. Musgrave, do we?
The Musgrave Ritual by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Mackey. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Robert Dawes as Reginald Musgrave. The Musgrave Ritual.
An anomaly which often struck me in the character of my friend Sherlock Holmes was that, although in his methods of thought he was the neatest and most methodical of men, he was nonetheless in his personal habits one of the most untidy. With me, there is a limit, and when I find cigars in the coal scuttle, tobacco in the toe end of a Persian slipper, and unanswered correspondence transfixed by a jackknife into the very centre of the wooden mantelpiece, then I begin to give myself virtuous airs. His papers were my great crux, for he had a horror of destroying documents, especially those which were connected with his past cases. One winter's night, as we sat together by the fire, I ventured to suggest that he might employ the next 2 hours in making our room a little more habitable. With a somewhat rueful face, he went off to his bedroom, from which he returned presently, pulling behind him a large tin box.
Oh! Give me a hand, would you, Watson?
Yes, of course.
The box seems to have caught on the edge of the carpet. You just push from that end.
Right. Ready when you are.
Right. Now. Ouch!
Are you all right, Watson?
Oh, yeah. Yes, right.
Good.
No bones broken anyway.
Yes.
That must be stronger than we thought, eh, Holmes?
No more than we deserve for trying to box clever.
Mm-hmm. Box clever.
Yeah.
Really, Holmes.
Oh, I do apologize.
No, I'm quiet.
Yeah, it wouldn't do for Mrs. Hudson to come in just now, eh? Lying on the floor like two naughty schoolboys.
Oh, wouldn't do at all.
Although I do suspect there may well be something of the naughty schoolgirl in Mrs. Hudson.
Steady on, Holmes.
Do you think so? Anything's possible.
Yeah. Yes, I suppose it is.
I must say, this carpet is really rather comfortable. And kind to the knees.
You know, Holmes, you really are quite impossible at times.
Don't doubt it.
I'm supposed to be clearing out the room. You're making it worse by cluttering up with that box of yours.
You should be aware, Watson, that this box is about to play an important part in the evacuation of the so-called